Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 35th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let me read this to you in Genesis chapter number 18, verse number 13 and 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of certainty bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Remember, a couple weeks ago, we majored on that verse. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And what's the answer? No. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. So they were assured of God's omnipotence. There's nothing too hard for God. In Luke chapter 1, verse number 34, then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse number 37, they responded, for with God nothing shall be impossible. So again, their verses are running so close. They parallel each other in that they were both promised sons. They were both assured of God's omnipotence. God's going to perform this. Well, both were given rich names with meanings before they were born. They were both, before they were born, were told what they were to be named. I'm not going to read these. Genesis 17, 19. God told him, you're going to name your son Isaac. Before he was even born, you're going to name him Isaac. In Luke 1, 30, in chapter 1, verse number 31, the Bible says, and thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. So again, that comparison between Isaac and our Lord and Savior Jesus, both were given names rich with meaning even before they were born. I like this in number four. Both births occurred at God's appointed time. And that perfect time, remember we were just there just a minute ago in verse number 21, at the set time. Isaac was born. God appointed that time. Then in Galatians 4:4, we read about that perfect timing that Jesus was born. And in Galatians 4:4, it talks about that. Not a moment too soon and not a moment too late. When the fullness of time was come, Galatians 4:4, both births occurred at God's appointed time. Both births were miracles. No denying that one. Sarah's 90 years of age. She has a child. Mary, even more miraculous, a virgin, miraculously. How can I do know that I know not a man? Well, with God, all things are possible. And we know the story there. So both births were miraculous. And I like this one, number six. Both births were accompanied with joy. There was so much joy in the lives of these mothers. And I'm not talking about other people also, but especially in the lives of these mothers, Sarah, and we just read it in verse number six. God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. We're going to joy together, going to be happy together, because I finally have a son. And then we read Mary's statement that often is used in our Christmas. There's a couple of songs that I know were written about this. Verse number 46, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. So a lot of parallels between the birth of Isaac and the birth of our Savior I wanted to point out. Now, wanted to get into verse number 8 and on, where it talked about Hagar and Ishmael are being sent away. And to some people on the surface of this, this seems harsh and hard. But I think by the time we're done this morning with this, you understand what the purpose of this was. Now, verse number 8. And as a child, and that the child grew, speaking of Isaac, and was weaned by verse number 8, now he is about approximately 3 years of age. Typically, that's when they would wean their children, about three. Nobody really knows, but typically, he's probably about 3 years of age here. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. So get the picture. He's no longer being nursed. Now he can eat on his own. He is weaned off his mother's milk. And Abraham threw a big shindig. Look at the next verse. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which would be Ishmael, which she had born unto Abraham, mocking. Now I looked up this word again, this word mocking. The word the word mocking means to deride, to be contempt, to contempt or scorn, literally to make fun of, as we put in modern day vernacular. He began to making fun of his little brother, Isaac. And by now, Ishmael is 16 years old. He's a full-blown teenager, and don't teenagers always give us problems? So he's at that those teen years, those terrible, not just twos, I call them terrible teens, okay? Where teens tend to rebel and all, and I won't go there, but that's where Ishmael is. And jealousy started to eat up in him, because I can just imagine when Ishmael was weaned, I don't think Abraham probably threw a great feast for him. It was Hagar's son, and he wasn't as, even though he was loved, not like Isaac was loved. I mentioned last week, I don't think there was ever a child loved as much in this world as Isaac was to Abraham and to Sarah. Matter of fact, that's why in next chapter, we'll be there next week in chapter number 22, when Abraham had to offer up his son Isaac, speaks volumes, because he loved his son Isaac more than anything else in the world. And here Ishmael is about 16 years of age, and this great feast is going on. And he begins to mock, to make in fun of that little boy, that little three-year-old boy. Well, be careful when you start mocking people, especially when you start mocking God's people. Again, I noted this here yesterday. I put it in my notes just yesterday. In 2 Kings chapter number 2, there were some children who mocked a prophet of God named Elisha. Remember? And they said, "Go up, you old bald head." They mocked him. They were making in fun of him. And the Bible says two she-bears came, and I love the King James word, they tear, T-A-R-E. They tore him up, 42 of them. Two she-bears tore up, and I ain't laughing at the kids, but just the thought, you don't mock God's men. And Isaac was God's man of promise. And here Ishmael, who is a picture of the flesh, is mocking God. And we're going to get in that in just a minute. Let me give you another one. I wrote this one down early this morning in Gospel of Matthew chapter number 27 when I thought of mocking. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that, they had mocked him. They took the robe off from him and put on his own raiment on him and let him. There's so much here, but God's people should never mock anybody. Never mock him. To make in fun of him. We see he's made in fun of Isaac. These kids made in fun of Elisha. Then people mocked our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then my mind went to Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7, and we'll move on. Be not deceived. God is not. Whatsoever man soweth, that's the same word, by the way. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Well, he was mocking Isaac, that son of promise, and there was a price to pay.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.